Essential French Verbs Audio Download. Welcome to this free audio download for Essential French Verbs, formerly Teach Yourself French Verbs, from our website, teachyourself.com. Let's start with past participles.
Well, I often have problems remembering the past participle of a verb. Are there any rules or patterns that might help me?
Well, yes and no. The good news is that, as you probably know, most verbs end in ER. And the past participle is formed by...
Knocking off the R at the end of the infinitive and adding an acute accent.
Yes, as in j'ai mangé, or nous avons déjà commencé.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But is there some not-so-good news about them?
A lot of past participles tend to be irregular. So with any non-ER verb, I think you're better off learning the past participle when you first come across it. If I tell you that the past participle of vendre is vendu, what do you think the past participle of prendre is?
Prendre, prendu, prenu?
No, it's pris.
Oh, nightmare.
Well, it's not that bad. They will sink in once you've used them two or three times, and there are some mini rules that do tend to work. For example, a lot of the OIR endings, like savoir, pouvoir, devoir, and even voir, end in you. J'ai su, il a pu, ils ont dû, etc. It's a mixture of learning them as you go along and watching out for exceptions. Let's try a couple. How would you say, she saw something really weird the other day, but she doesn't want to talk about it?
Elle a vu quelque chose de très bizarre l'autre jour, mais elle ne veut pas en parler.
Let's do a couple more past participles. Translate, the weather was really nice yesterday.
Il a fait très beau hier.
Yes. Try, I had an amazing idea this morning.
Amazing. Incredible. J'ai eu une idée incroyable ce matin.
Et voilà. So, what was your amazing idea then?
To learn my irregular past participles.
Now for pronunciation of the present tense.
I get confused with all of those silent letters in French, like the ENT at the end of the third person plural. How can you tell the difference between il travaille, singular, and il travaille, plural?
Sometimes you can't. You only know that it's they who are working and not him through the context, stuff that's already been said. For example, if you'd preceded that sentence with « Tiens, j'ai vu Phil et Jenny hier. Ils travaillent au Parlement européen maintenant. » You'd know that it was a plural « il ».
Yes, of course. But what about the rest of the present tense?
The ER verb simply lose a syllable, the « e » sound created by the ER at the end of the verb, and apart from the « nous » and the « vous », they all sound exactly the same. Try it. Pick any ER verb.
Okay. Improviser.
Right, so what's the je form if you're losing a syllable?
J'improvise.
Okay, so try the rest of the verb, but miss out the nous and the vous forms.
J'improvise, tu improvises, il improvise, and then ils improvisent. It's true, they all sound exactly the same.
Yes, the only two that always sound different are the nous, which has the on, O-N-S ending, and the vous, which ends in EZ, the E sound. Let's try one more ER verb, and we'll put in the nous and vous forms this time.
Okay. I'm getting a bit peckish, so we'll try manger. Je mange, tu manges, il mange. Nous mangeons.
Good.
Vous mangez and il mange.
There you are. Nous mangeons and vous mangez stand out.
Well, that's a piece of cake while we're on the subject of eating.
Okay. But don't forget, we've only looked at ER verbs, unfortunately. The rule about simply knocking off the R on the infinitive doesn't always work. So you'll have to spend more time on the irregulars. Let's start with aller, which is ridiculously irregular and looks nothing like the infinitive.
Yeah, I suppose. How do they get je vais from aller?
Well, aller actually comes from three Latin verbs, ire, vadere and ambulare, just as our English verb to go is from two verbs, to go, and its past tense form, to wend.
Oh, as in to wend your way. So, once I know the stem, do they still usually all sound the same, apart from the nu and vu forms?
Yes, for ER verbs. The IR verbs behave a bit differently. The third person singular of finir, for example, is il finit, and the third person plural is il finissent.
So, we finish is nous finissons?
You've got it. Now, let's move on to the subjunctive.
The word subjunctive sounds really complicated, and I never quite got my head round it. I remember at school being told that expressions like bianca, although, always needed to be followed by a subjunctive. Crazy things like je puisse from pouvoir and tu saches from savoir, but I never understood why or what it was.
It's not that hard, really. The only reason it seems complicated is because we don't have a subjunctive form of the verb in English. Well, actually we do, but it doesn't sound any different. So we don't need to bother about learning it. For example, if I tell you that it's important that you be here next week, the be in that sentence is actually a subjunctive.
Sorry, I'm still lost.
OK. Take the expression, God save the Queen. That is a subjunctive. What it really means is, I wish that, or we want that, God save the Queen. At this point, God isn't actually saving the Queen. You just want it to happen. The key word is that, which is obviously que in French. The two most used subjunctives, I would say, are il faut que, it's necessary that, and vouloir que, to want that. For example, il faut que tu apprennes à utiliser le subjonctif. How would you translate that?
It is necessary that you learn to use the subjunctive.
Yes, literally. But you sound like a French person whose English isn't very good. What would you really say in English?
Oh, I see. You have to learn to use the subjunctive.
Better. Now, what about je veux que tu puisses employer le subjonctif?
Puisse?
Sorry, it's the subjunctive of pouvoir. I'll come to how it's formed in a bit.
I want that you be able to use the subjunctive.
In idiomatic English.
I want you to be able to use the subjunctive.
Good.
OK, I think I'm starting to get it. It's just that I thought that expressions like il faut and je veux were often followed by an infinitive, like je veux arriver avant 8 heures. I want to arrive before 8 o'clock. Why complicate matters by putting in this que and then having to learn a whole new mood?
Good question. It's all about the subject changing.
What?
Well, in your example, the subject, i.e. the person doing the action, doesn't change. You want that you arrive before 8 o'clock.
OK.
But if I wanted you to arrive before 8 o'clock, the subject changes halfway through the sentence. I'm doing the wanting and you're doing the arriving, you see?
Oh, yes, yes.
And the only way round that is to use a subjunctive. So, how would you translate, I want you to arrive before 8 o'clock?
Je veux que tu arrives. What's the subjunctive of arriver in the tu form?
Que tu arrives. It's the same.
Oh, good. Je veux que tu arrives avant 8 heures.
Et voilà! Before I give you a few more examples of expressions that take the subjunctive and why, let's look at how it's formed. Believe it or not, it is really easy.
Seeing is believing.
OK. You take the il, as in ils, third person plural form of the verb, in the present tense.
So if we took something easy like manger, it would be mange with the ent ending.
Yes. Now, knock off the ent and you have your stem. M-A-N-G, mange.
OK, now what?
Now you learn the following endings. Je, I, tu, IS, il, elle and on, I. Nous, I-O-N-S, vous, I-E-Z, and il or elle, E-N-T.
But surely, apart from nous and vous, they're just the same as the normal present tense.
Exactly. By the way, the normal present tense is called the indicative present tense because it indicates what is really happening as opposed to here, where you just want it to happen. So how would you say, I'd like us to eat out tonight?
Can I use on for us?
Yes.
Je voudrais qu'on mange au restaurant ce soir. Can I use je voudrais?
That's fine. In spoken French, it doesn't really matter what the tense is of the verb preceding the que, the subjunctive will always be the present subjunctive that you're learning now.
Yes, but there doesn't seem to be any difference between the subjunctive and the normal present tense or indicative, as you call it.
Well, you're right with ER verbs. But try advising a friend that they need to take the number 37 bus to get into town.
Oh. The third person plural of prendre is ils prennent. Knock off the ENT so the stem is prennent, then add the tu ending. Is it il faut que tu prennes le bus numéro 37 pour arriver au centre-ville?
It is indeed. And que tu prennes sounds different from the indicative tu prends.
Point taken. So what about all those horrible puisse and face that you mentioned?
It's only because they're so different from their infinitives that they come across to the uninitiated as kind of grammatical heavyweights. Once you've used them a few times, you'll remember that the subjunctive of être is je sois, or avoir is vous ayez. Let's do one more example. How would you say, what do you want me to do?
So literally in French, that would be, what do you want that I do?
That's right.
Qu'est-ce que tu veux que je fasse?
That's it. Well done.
Haha, I think I've cracked this now. So would a verb like espérer take a subjunctive after it, as in, I hope it's nice weather tomorrow? J'espère qu'il fasse beau demain?
No. But you really do seem to have grasped the principle if you're asking that question. You'd think it would, but I'm really sorry. For some reason, espérer, to hope, does not take the subjunctive, whereas souhaiter, to wish, does.
Typical. I did think it sounded a bit funny, though. OK, il faut que j'y aille maintenant.
Confused about when to use être or avoir?
Why do some verbs use être and some use avoir in the perfect tense?
Actually, it's not only in the perfect tense, it's in any compound tense where you have an auxiliary verb and a past participle.
Hang on. I remember about past participles, but what exactly is an auxiliary?
Well, auxiliary just means extra or supplementary, like an auxiliary socket on a stereo that you can plug an extra device into, like an iPod. Here it just means the extra verb needed to form this tense. For example, the perfect tense of acheter in the je form is j'ai acheté. So what are the three parts that make up the tense?
Je, the subject.
Correct.
Acheter, the past participle. That's an easy one because it's regular.
Yes, and the other bit?
Well, that's just the present tense of avoir in the first person singular.
Exactly. So that's your auxiliary or extra verb.
Oh, I see. So the nous version would be nous avons acheté.
Yes, dead easy. As long as you know the present tense of avoir off by heart, as well as the past participle of the verb in question. Then you're away.
Great. It's just like English, really. There are three parts to our perfect tense, too. J'ai acheté, I have bought.
Ah, that's where things are a bit different. Can you tell me the difference between I have seen the Eiffel Tower and last year I saw the Eiffel Tower?
In English?
In English.
Don't know, really. Is one more general? In your life, you've seen the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, keep going.
And the other one is more specific. You're saying when you saw it last year?
Exactly. So try and translate them both into French.
J'ai vu la Tour Eiffel. And l'année dernière, j'ai vu la Tour Eiffel?
Yes. So whereas in English there are two tenses, in French there's only one.
I like that. But what about the imperfect? I thought that was a past tense.
It is, but it's not used in this kind of situation. It's used for repeated actions in the past, or actions that continued over a certain period of time. Let's check you know what you're doing with the perfect tense, and then I'll come back to your original question about être or avoir. How would you translate, j'ai déposé les enfants à l'école?
I've dropped the kids off at school.
Or,
I dropped the kids off at school.
Exactly. Now translate, I drank too much last night, and now I have an awful headache.
J'ai trop bu hier soir et maintenant j'ai un mal de tête horrible.
Et voilà.
So if I just said j'ai trop bu without saying when, it would be the first, more general, I've drunk too much tense in English.
That's right. It's actually called the present perfect tense, but let's not get bogged down with the names of English tenses, please.
It must be a nightmare for foreigners learning English then.
It can be.
Okay, so when do we use avoir and when être in the perfect tense?
It's easy. Most verbs use avoir, but there's a specific group of verbs that take être as their auxiliary. They're nearly all verbs of movement, the most common one being aller, to go. There are about 15 which crop up time and time again. People have different ways of learning them. Some like to use mnemonics like Dr. and Mrs. van der Tramp or Advent, which give you the first letter of the verb, With Advent, you have to remember opposites, which isn't too bad. Let's try it. A.
Aller?
No, it's arriver, actually. So what would be its opposite?
Partir.
Good. Now, D.
Descendre?
Yes. And the opposite?
Monter.
Good. V.
Venir.
Yes, the opposite?
Ah, aller.
Good. E.
Entrer, then sortir.
Yes. N.
Verbs of motion. You've got me there.
Well, I suppose these two are stretching it a bit in terms of being verbs of motion or movement, unless you think of them as coming in and going out of the world.
Oh, you mean being born, of course. Naître and mourir.
Exactly. And the last letter, T. Think of falling downstairs.
Tomber and then monter, its opposite.
Great. If that works for you, then stick to it. Personally, I prefer to visualise a house in my head, or you can even draw it, called la maison d'être. Imagine a staircase inside and someone sitting in an armchair. If the left-hand side of the picture is the way into the house and the right-hand side is the way out, it's quite easy to place the verbs at different points in the house. The left has all the arriving, coming and returning type verbs, arriver, venir, revenir, retourner, rentrer, and the right-hand side has all the leaving, going and going out verbs, such as
partir, aller and sortir. OK, but why the staircase and the person watching the telly?
The staircase is to remind you about the going up and down and falling.
Ah, monter, descendre and tomber.
Yes, and the armchair is the one not included in the Advent system. How do you say to stay?
Rester.
Yes. Are you ready for some practice?
OK, just a couple then.
Translate. He went to the cinema to celebrate his sister's birthday last night.
Il a allé.
Hang on. Aller is an être verb, remember?
Of course. Il est allé au cinéma hier soir pour fêter l'anniversaire de sa sœur.
Voilà. Now try. We eventually returned at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nous sommes enfin revenus vers 3 heures du matin.
Great, you've got it. Just one more thing before you go. Unlike avoir verbs, with être verbs, the past participle has to agree with the subject in the same way that adjectives have to agree with their nouns. So even though you couldn't hear it, there would be an S on the end of your nous sommes revenus.
And if the we in question were all female, would there have to be an E too before the S?
Exactly. For more tips on French verbs, see Essential French Verbs in the newly relaunched Teach Yourself series. Enjoy and bonne chance!